Today, we'd like to see the title of a huge victory in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 19. To online wise people on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 4, therefore, Hanun took David's servants, shaved off half of their beards, cut off their garments in the middle at their buttocks, and sent them away. What could we see Hanun's responsive action to his subordinates' counsel? Question 2, in verse 12, be of good courage and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is good in his sight. What could we learn from Joab's statement to his brother? Question 3, in verse 18, then the Syrians fled before Israel, and David killed 700 charioteers and 40,000 horsemen of the Syrians, and struck Sobak, the command of their army, who died there. In the story of David's huge victory, what should we watch for at the time of our huge victory, greatest success, or strength? Again, at a proper Bible map, in the time of David's reign, it's discovered that the country of Ammon was located in the right side of the Jordan River. There, the battle place is Rabbah, the royal city of Ammon, in the 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 26, indicated, and its northbound Helam were discovered. And in far north above the Sea of Kinnereth, or Galilee, the country of Syria was located. Note that the ruler of a city was often called a king. Today, text also is described in the 1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 1 to 19. Verse 1, it happened after this that the king of the people of Ammon died, and Hanun, his son, reigned in his place. Now Hanun became the king of Ammon. Then David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, go to the funeral service to comfort Hanun for the death of his father, the son of Nahashi, as his father showed kindness to me. Here, Nahashi showed kindness to David in his life. So David sent by the hand of his servants or his messengers came into the land of the people of Ammon. So from Jerusalem, the northeast bound to the Ammon country, the capital city, Rabbah, and the princes of the people of Ammon. Princes, the ruler of Ammon, for Hanun, the king of Ammon, said to Hanun, dear Lord, do you think that David really honors your father? Because he has sent comforters to you, has David not rather sent his servants to you to search the city, to spy it out and to overthrow it, simply to take over the city over Ammon, the capital city, Rabbah? David's hidden intent to spy out Ammon and conquer it, just suspicion without facts. First of all, therefore, Hanun, the king, took David's servants, shaved off half of their beards, cut off their garments. Here, Hannon's responsive action without his reasonable search over David's hidden intent to spy it out, contrary to the intent to show kindness to Hannon, was not wise. Because number one, to shave off beards at that time in some Asia, including Israel, it was a symbol of humility. For example, Ezra's beard plucked out at Israelites' interracial marriage with the idolatry. Ezra chapter 9, verse 3. So when I heard this thing, I, Ezra, tore my garments and my robe and plucked out some of the hair over my head and beard and sat down astonished. Number two, here half cut off, not whole cut off of their beards, also cut off their garments in the middle at their buttocks, half naked hips to make them greatly ashamed or to ridicule them before the public. So Hanun's hasty action was not wise, but true wisdom from always the Lord. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Number 1, chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The Bible said, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, all coming from the Lord. So the Hanun did not believe in God of Israel. Verse 5, when they told David, he sent to meet them because the men were greatly ashamed. David's servants were very, very ashamed. And the king said, wait at Jericho. Jericho located in Israel, crossed over Jordan River into the west bound, until your beards have grown and then return. When the people of Ammon saw that they had made themselves repulsive to David, the people of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians, hired mercenaries from many cities under power of Syria. Here several cities come out: Beth Rehob, Jobal, Maker, Ishtar. So Jobal, Maker, Ishtar. 20,000 foot soldiers, and from the king or the ruler of Maker, 1,000 men, and from Ishtar, 12,000 men. So total Syrians, 33,000 soldiers were hired by Ammon. Verse 7, now when David heard of it, he sent Joab. Joab, the commander-in-chief in Israel at that time, and all the army of the mighty man. Then the people of Ammon came out and put themselves in battle array at the entrance of the city, over the gate. Here, the gate of Rabbah, the royal city. So Syrian soldiers were in field. So Ammon soldiers were at the entrance of the gate of Rabbah, the royal city, while Syrian soldiers were in the field. Verse 9, when Joab saw that, here Joab saw that the battle line. So Joab saw the way, the circumstances, the situation, that the battle line was against him before and behind. So in a wedge between Ammonite soldiers and Syrian soldiers. Ammonite soldiers in the gate of the city and the Syrian soldiers in the field. So that battle line was against him before and behind. He chose some of Israel's best and put them in the battle array against the Syrians. The Syrians in the field were stronger than Ammonite soldiers at that time. Verse 10, and the rest of the people he put under the command over Abishai, his brother, so Joab's brother, that he might set them in battle array against the people of Ammon in the gate of the city. So against the Ammonite at the entrance of the gate. So Joab planned to drive a wedge to keep them from joining forces between Syrians and Ammonites. Verse 11, then he said, Joab said, if the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Here, cooperation between Joab's soldiers and Abishai's soldiers. Verse 12. Here, Joab said, be of good courage for what? Let us be strong for our people and for the city of our God. For our people, which is, that is, for neighbors. Neighbors, which means the people who need help. And ultimately for God, for the cities of our God. Here we can see Joab's heart. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. He said, first, to God's way, our God's cities, then neighbors, our people, and may the Lord do what is good in his sight, so not our human sight, in God's sight. So here we can see Joab's heart, all comes from God, proves his face in the word. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all the ways, acknowledge him. So believe the Lord, believe the God, all the ways in any circumstances. So Joab saw the circumstances, the enemies arrayed. One group is at the gate of entrance, the other one is in the field. Then he accept the Lord in faith. Then God shall direct your paths. Also, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Outcome, whatever outcome, would be good in God's sight. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to God's purpose. Verse 13, so Joab and the people who were with him drew near for the battle against the Syrians in the field, and they fled before him, which meaning Joab got won, got winning. When the people of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fleeing, they also fled before Abishai and enter the city of Rahab, the royal city. So Joab and Abishai's soldiers won and went back to Jerusalem. So the Ammonites came back to Rabbah, the capital city. So Joab returned from the people of Ammon and went to Jerusalem. Verse 15. When the Syrians saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they gathered together. Then Hadadezer, the king, were ruler of Jobah, the city. 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 5 indicates the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of the Jobah, actually meaning Hadadezer, the ruler of Jobah city. So that is explained there. So beyond the river, and they came to Helam. So northbound from Rabbah, actually about northeast bound there is second battle place, Helam, in the Ammon country area. When it was told to David, David got a report, he gathered, David himself, gathered all Israel, crossed over to Jordan, crossed over meaning eastbound, and came to Helam, northeast, in Ammon land. You could find a proper Bible map. And the Syrians set themselves in battle array against David and fought with him. Verse 18. Then the Syrians fled before Israel, and David killed 700 charioteers and 40,000 horsemen of the Syrians, and struck the Sobak, the command of their army, who died there. So 40,700 Syrian soldiers and the commander Sobak were killed. Huge victory. Huge victory followed by a lot of material, power, and glory. Here, next verse says, and when all the kings who were servants to Hadadezer saw that they were defeated by Israel, they made peace with Israel. So at that time, they made a tribute to Israel. So Israel received a lot of materials. Also, the power over controlling is conquered the country Moabite too. Served them meaning they become slaves. So the Syrians were afraid to help the people Ammon anymore. So the time of a huge victory, greatest success or strength, is likely the time of spiritually extreme danger to displease the Lord. So David's huge victory just followed by David's adultery with Bathsheba and murder of her husband Uriah. 2 Samuel chapter, next chapter, verse 1. Second Samuel chapter verse 1. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servant with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, the capital city. But David remained at Jerusalem. Verse 4. David sent messengers and took her, Bathsheba. She came to him, and he lay with her. Verse 15. David wrote Joab in the letter, saying, set Uriah in the front, forefront of the hottest battle, that battle in Rabbah, the capital city of Ammon, and retreat from him, and he may be struck down and die. So Uriah was killed by enemies. So therefore, how we should face the huge victory or greatest success or greatest strength. So number one, thank God for it, because it came from the Lord. So that is 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. For who makes you differ from another, and what do you have that you did not receive? Even huge victory coming from the Lord, so my life came from the Lord. Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? Therefore we should give thanks to the Lord for that. Then is number two, be humble in the sight of God, in the sight of God. Verse 10, the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Therefore, let him who think he stands take heed, lest he fall. So watch for not to fall. Suppose you fall, not to fall. Number three, glorify God for it. Glorify God for it. For example, Book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 12 and 15, Barnabas and Paul healed ill people, but people called Barnabas Zeus, Paul Hermes, the Greek god, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in front of their city, brought the auction garlands to the gate, intending to sacrifice with the multitude. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes, the expression, their humility, and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men with the same nature as you, and preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in them." So we should finger point to the Lord, not to me, even if I received a huge victory from the Lord. It looks like I got huge victory. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. Number 4, take heed or watch for a roaring lion, the devil. So casting all cares upon the Lord to resist the devil and keep on the faith firmly. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. Casting all your care upon the Lord, for he cared for you. Be sober, be vigilant, which meaning watchful. Vigilant, take it, be vigilant, watchful, synonym. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, so keep on faith firmly, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So that's your answer. Let's see each question answer in verse 4. Therefore, Hanun took David's servants, shaved off half of their beards, cut off their garments in the middle at their buttocks, and sent them away. What could we see? Hanun's responsive action to his subordinate counsel. Hanun's haste action is not wise, foolish, because he didn't make a reasonable search over David's hidden intent to spy out the capital city, is it true or not. So right away, action no good. If Hanun was a believer, he should have asked the Lord, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and knowing of a spiritual one. The knowing of God is understanding. So question two, in verse 12, be of good courage and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of God, and may the Lord do what is good in his sight. What could we learn from Joab's statement to his brother? At this point, Joab not always good. At this point, I think everybody is not always good. So Joab, at this point, ye good courage and be strong. For what purpose? For our people, for our neighbor, those people who need help, and for the cities of our God. So ultimately, our God. So here, so we can see the joy of seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. So always we should do so. And may the Lord do what is good in His sight. Here, whatever sight is good in God's sight, not human sight. Here we see Joseph's fully trust in the Lord. So that one is all things work together for good to those who love God are called according to God's purpose. The last question in verse 18. Then the Syrians fled before Israel, and David killed 700 charioteers and 40,000 horsemen of the Syrians, and struck Sobach, the command of their army, who died there. In the story of David's huge story, what should we watch for at the time of our huge victory, greatest success, or strength during our life? Watch for the roaring lion, the devil. So, therefore, first of all, we should give thanks for the huge victory, because that huge victory comes from the Lord. Number two, be humble in the sight of the Lord, not inside of man, in the sight of the Lord. Number three, glorify God for that, because they come from God, really. Not, you know, you got yourself. God gave you strength, God gave you brain, your life, you know, everything. So therefore, glorify God for that. Number four, take heed or watch for a roaring lion, the devil. How? Casting all cares upon the Lord. Our Lord already got victory. The Lord to resist the devil and to keep on the faith from me. So that's the answer. Let's just sing song all together. The bulletin, page 8, number 3. Page 8, number 3.